Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, and we are joined right now by two-time Steelers Super Bowl champion Bryant McFadden, working for CBS Sports as an NFL analyst, and he will be taking in that big SEC championship game tomorrow between Georgia and Alabama, and no doubt getting an up-close look at Ty Simpson, the Steelers 2026 first-round pick.
Is that breaking news?
They did get mocked to him in one of the million mock drafts that's starting right now, B-Mac.
There's a buzz, yeah. B-Mac. There's a Ty Simpson buzz.
The guy loves to take those shots down the field. He's fearless. He might be undersized, but he's got the cojones to play the position.
You can't get up there to a Mendoza or a Moore or somebody like that, so you settle for Simpson.
All right, Kate. My quick synopsis on this quarterback conundrum.
Yep.
Right, for the draft. This is the wrong time to want a quarterback in 2026 because it's a watered down draft. Honestly, I mean, because you look at Mendoza. If this was any other quarterback draft, would Mendoza be considered the number one guy?
I know he was rated. B-Mac, you might be surprised to hear this. I was listening to a bunch of podcasts on this because I'm a giant nerd with nothing better to do. Most of the people who do this think that he would have been rated ahead of Cam Ward last year, believe it or not.
That's a lie. There's no.
I'm just telling you,
world.
Those are what those people are saying.
No, I mean, when you watch football, Cam Ward is different.
No, I've been impressed by him, man. I've been very impressed.
And I like Mendoza, but I think he is really benefiting from a watered-down class. And then when you look at Ty Simpson, my concern with a guy like Ty Simpson is, you know, he's a bit undersized, and he's a one-year wonder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you go that high.
I agree with that.
I would love to see a nice, solid body of work. You know, Mitchell Trubisky was a one-year wonder.
Yep, sure was.
You know what I mean? Anthony Richardson was a one-year wonder. You know what I'm saying?
He was like half a year. He barely played.
And he said, man, this NFL stuff's a lot easier than college. Okay.
You know what I mean? So those are my concerns. And we saw what happened the last time Pittsburgh reached for a quarterback in a watered-down quarterback class.
Thanks for reminding me.
I'm just saying.
I know.
That was like a historically watered down
except
class.
For the guy that went with the very last pick who's turned out to be okay. All right, so then on this topic, what do you do? What's the quarterback plan for 2026 with the Steelers, B-Mac?
I mean, listen, how much – so to answer your question, I'm going to ask you a question.
Sure.
If that's possible.
Go ahead. I'm all ears.
What is the difference between Ty Simpson and Will Howard?
Thank you.
3 inches of height.
Malzi would say the entire NFL world looked at Will Howard and passed on him for 5 rounds. And I say, okay, I don't care. Got great size, very mobile, led the NFL, led college football in yards, completion percentage, and touchdowns, and won big games. I'm interested. That's got my attention.
Exactly. So that will be my answer to that question. If you're considering taking Ty in the first round, if Will Howard and Ty Simpson was in the same draft, who would have more value? Who do you believe will have a higher upside, better potential? That's the biggest question mark for me if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, because like I said, Will Howard's overall collegiate career was more solidified than Ty Simpson.
All right,
Simpson is a one-year starter, and he's potentially going in the first round.
All right, B-Mac, you know what I'm going to ask you? All your teammates are saying it's time for Mike to move on. Do you agree with them?
Oh, man, this is what you're going to do. Look at you trying to stir up some mess. That's what you're trying to stir up some mess?
They're all saying it. Even Ryan Clark said it. He goes on to ESPN and says it. He said maybe it's time.
He said James was right.
You don't want to make an indictment on that too soon, right? Because there's still a lot of football left to be played. Everything the Pittsburgh Steelers wanted to achieve preseason is still in front of them. They can still win the division. They can still get a home playoff game, right?
Okay, but is it going down a bad road right now?
Does it feel like they're going to do those things right now?
It's not looking good, but it's not looking good for the Baltimore Ravens either.
No.
That's why they're in the same position we're in. We're basically in a traffic jam next to a Baltimore Raven car. We ain't going nowhere, and they ain't going nowhere.
The problem is that Cincinnati Bengals motorcycle's coming up on the shoulder of the road illegally, and they might pass everybody here, B-Mac.
You know, they'll find a way to mess it up. You know what the Bengals do. They'll find a way to mess it up. It's a two-team race right now. So I'm not going to prematurely say,
all right,
oh, Mike Tomlin, is done, because, no, you still get a chance to achieve and do everything you wanted to do preseason.
That's fine, but let me then try to ask it this way. Of the criticisms of Mike you've heard from James Harrison or Roethlisberger or any of these former teammates or people whose opinion you respect, what criticism of him so far this year do you think is the most valid?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Most accurate, B-Mac.
Oh, I mean, James has said a lot. You got to refresh my memory of some of the things that James...
James called him a good coach, not a great coach.
And one of the things James said about why he put Mike in the good coach and not a great coach category is the people he surrounded himself with as assistants. He said, we had people before... position coaches, Keith Butler for me, he said, this guy made me better. He got me to play up to my potential and then some.
Right.
And he said, I look at Tomlin's staff now in the last few years and I don't see those guys.
I'll say this. It's hard to compare this staff to what we had in Pittsburgh, because we had something that usually comes around once every blue moon. Like, we were so prepared, and the mentality in our building was something that was – most teams would wish for in terms of the prep. All right, let's do it like this.
Yep.
Right, let's go through our coaching staff on the defensive side. We had Coach Mitch, who was the first African-American All-American at Alabama, historical collegiate player, had an extensive resume in coaching. He was our D-line coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had Keith Butler, who played major college ball, played for the Seattle Seahawks, played the position that he's coaching as our linebacker coach. We had Dan Perry, played at Penn State, had a great collegiate career, great career in the NFL, played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, coaching our safeties, the position he played. We had Ray Orton, who played major college ball, played for the Dallas Cowboys, was coaching the cornerback, the position he played.
So, and our defensive coordinator was Dick LeBeau, a Hall of Fame player or coach, pick or choose, who was a 60th interceptor in the National Football League. So when you talk about the experience that our coaches had, in-game experience, and they had coaching experience to pair with that, along with the intellect, there's no surprise we were so good. And if you look at how that was assembled, you know, and slowly through time, some guys had to leave and change destinations. These are core pieces that made us be who we were. That's why, as Steelers fans, when you watched us play, you always had a found appreciation for the heart, the drive, the effort, and not to mention the execution, because I just named great coaches that played the position they coached.
So how much responsibility, since we know it's not that way now with the coaching staff at large, BMAC, how much responsibility for the current reality on the coaching staff should fall to Mike Tomlin, in your opinion?
I mean, at the end of the day, he's the head coach, so right. He pick and chooses his coaches, I would assume. I would think that is the, you know, hiring regimen in terms of staff, who you're adding to your staff. But you won't get what we had often. I don't know if there's another team in the National Football League currently.
What about when he had Brian Flores in the building, and he did not manage to keep Brian Flores, which we all thought was great when they hired him.
And it was.
Because it was. Because he's the kind of guy you're talking about, like a big-time defensive mind. Him not keeping him in the building, I think, was a thing that we all were frustrated by.
And I don't know exactly what played to Brian Flores not staying in the building. But Brian Flores left for a better opportunity. Now, could he receive a better opportunity in Pittsburgh? I'm not the person to say that. But in terms of what we're seeing now with our staff, to what James is talking about, it's just a lack of execution. Like, our coaches, bro, like, our tip sheet for Sunday games, it was like a cheat code. Everything that we would see on Sunday, it was documented down.
Yeah.
Everything, man. We used to watch film. They used to have to run us out of the facility. This is how much we loved being around each other, guys, when we were there. On Thursday, after practice, we would cater food in. We would start watching tape by ourselves, the linebackers in the secondary, and sometimes D-linemen would come in and chill with us. We would be in there for an extra 2 hours. It would be 7:30, 8 o'clock. And security is telling, hey, man, you guys got to go. We got to clean the room.
So then what's your reaction when you hear Aaron Rodgers say, yeah, the practice week stunk? Yeah, you know, how do we get better? I don't know, wide receivers need to show up for film session. Then he clarified and said they need to be more engaged and focused when they're there so we can get on the same page and we can actually have guys that run the right routes and not the wrong routes. What's your reaction to that?
I'm surprised that I was dumbfounded hearing that. I mean, we're at a stage in the season where it's critical time, right? Your playoffs are on the line. And if that's the case, the leadership got to take over. And maybe that's Aaron being a leader speaking on these things publicly so he can get the attention of those individuals that are not doing what they're supposed to do as a professional. I feel like, and all I can do, guys, is talk about my experiences when I was in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Our group was so together. We never had those issues, right? We had sound leadership in every aspect of our locker room, and every guy knew what their role was, and every guy knew what was expected of them. And just hearing things like this, it just tells you that the togetherness is not as together as it should be, because your Hall of Fame coach, who doesn't have to play another down in his life, he is set for life. Career-wise, financially, is coming out and talking about things that you guys are not doing. Come on, look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, I need to do better.
BMAC, just given the story you told about your level of preparation, camaraderie, what was your reaction, and if you didn't hear it, I'll just tell you what it was, to T.J. Watt after that Buffalo game saying, I've never seen a team run the same play as much as the Bills ran it on us and have success with it pretty much every time, that running play to Cook that kept bouncing right for huge gainers almost all day?
Two things. First, if you know the play is the same play, why hasn't it been stopped?
Good question.
Right? Because if TJ knew it, I would imagine the other
Mike basically,
10 or maybe 8 guys
BMAC,
probably
Mike's,
knew it too.
Mike's explanation, because he got asked about that, was basically, well, we've got to tip our caps to the Buffalo Bills on that when they executed it well. I can't imagine in your day playing that you guys would have been like, yeah, we have to tip our caps to the other guys, because A, it probably wouldn't have happened in the first place. B, if it did, heads would have been rolling.
One guy on TikTok said they ran that same play 29 times, B-Mac.
Oh, my goodness. That can't be true.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you got to understand, in the National Football League, in football in general, plays will be repeated.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Especially if they have worked. You will see some plays, and sometimes they just flop plays. Hey, the game-winning touchdown San Antonio Holmes caught in the Super Bowl was the same identical play that ran the opposite field. It just flopped sides.
Yep.
So that happens. It just tells you how bad of a day last Sunday was. If this is true, they ran the same play 29 times, and they were successful at least 80% of those 29 reps. That tells you how bad of a day it was. All right, it was a bad day at the office. We see it happens, right? Now, what are you going to do now?
Good question.
That's what I want to see, because I know one thing about playoff caliber teams, they don't have two bad back-to-back outages. That doesn't happen.
Well, I guess they kind of did. They gave up 31 points to the Bears the week before. They've lost two in a row. It is a battle for first place. We always ask you who you're picking and who's going to be the MVP.
I'm always picking the Pittsburgh Steelers, especially against the Baltimore Ravens. You know what I mean? And I just feel like this is a matchup that should cater in favor of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let me give you my quick why.
Okay.
I'm a believer in trends. Lamar Jackson historically has struggled against Pittsburgh in regular season games. He's 3-5. He's thrown 8 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. He's been sacked 20-plus times. For some reason, the kryptonite to Lamar Jackson has been the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Lamar Jackson, I know we talked about some of the struggles with Pittsburgh. Hey, he's been struggling. That's a telling sign that he's not healthy. That's a telling sign for me he is not healthy. So I think this is an opportunity for Pittsburgh to get back on the right track. Defensively, this is an opportunity for Pittsburgh to get back on the right track. You remember the game before Indy? I think this defense had a dud of a game.
Packers.
And they came back and it was the Packers, yeah, right? And against Indy, had a hell of a game.
Yes.
I expect to see something similar to that. Bounce back. Bounce back. And maybe the call out that Aaron Rodgers, you know, dispersed in the media gets the attention of those who needs to receive it. And they can do a better job for us. So give me the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is the AFC North rival. We already know how it's going to play. I see 16-13 type ball game, 16-18 type of ball game. And my player of the game, I got to go defense, man. All right, let me call out Cam Hayward. Let me see some fire come from Cam Hayward. Mm-hmm. I got Cam Hayward as one of my guys. And I got Jalen Ramsey as another guy. I got to go two guys. I love going two guys. I'm biased. I want to see defense. I want to see defense win this game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So Cam Hayward's going to be my player of the game along with Jalen Ramsey.
Well, it hasn't worked the last couple of weeks. So if it doesn't with two, if
we might have to change
again,
it up.
We have to make it five next week.
We have to change it up.
No question.
All right, B-Mac.
Yeah. If two don't break us a dub, let's go three or four the next week.
We look forward to that Ty Simpson scouting report next week. Thank you.
For sure.
See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.